trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Wednesday and Saturday versus Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford.
Derek, are you okay with the organization?
No.
Are you okay with the organization putting a 4 to 6 weeks and kind of put a timetable that you need to be back in?
Who cares? I'm not even thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about just getting the most out of every day.
That's Derrick Rose addressing the media yesterday before the Bulls' 91-101 loss to Memphis. Joe Colley with the question. He was on the midday show with Spiegel and Goff earlier. And what he was referring to was the timetable that Gar Forman put on Derrick Rose's recovery, that 4 to 6 week timetable for recovery on February 27th when Forman addressed the media about Rose's surgery and recovery. The Bulls have 17 games remaining and trail Cleveland by a game in the division. If the playoffs began today, they would host Washington in a first-round matchup. Miami's Hassan Whiteside has been suspended for one game without pay. On to the NFL, we're an hour away from the official start of the 2015 season. Reports have Frank Gore signing a deal with the Colts. Shane Vereen has agreed to a contract with the Giants. Brian Hoyer is headed to the Texans. Right tackle Brian Bulaga has told teammates he will sign a new deal and stay with the Packers. NHL, the Blackhawks skate at Arizona on Thursday. Major League Baseball news, a surgery is likely for Phillies pitcher Cliff Lee to repair a torn flexor tendon. Now, he says he's going to try to pitch through it. He's trying to do that twice already. Hasn't worked. If he does have the procedure, it will end his season. Blue Jays starting pitcher Marcus Stroman has a torn left ACL and will miss the entire 2015 season. I believe I hear some phones ringing. Theo and Jed should pick up and take those calls from the Blue Jays. Spring training, you got some games today. White Sox and Royals, if you're interested. Tyler Danish and Jeremy Guthrie are starters. Cubs and Indians, Travis Wood and Trevor Bauer on the mound. And college hoops, about a minute left in this game. Georgia Tech leads Boston College 63-59. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. PNC Bank. For any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account. Because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information is available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Trust us on this one. The Bears are unflagging in their search to trade Jay Cutler. They want it done.
That's what I heard this morning, is that they are working very hard on a Cutler trade.
Correct.
They think it can get done. So far, to this point, they just have not gotten enough offered in return. The fact that they have gone out of their way to not say anything about him at all is for a reason. You would know it if they, come on. This isn't our first rodeo here following an NFL team. And you have a new general manager and a new coach. And when asked about Jay Cutler, they say, well, blah, 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 blah. And that's it. Did that tell you something?
It's just that they haven't found the right partner.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Mark Potash from the Sun-Times.
Ryan Pace, you just get the impression, the idea, just from me. I've been at this for a fairly long time. I think I know a little bit about human nature, about the way people manage other people. And I just get the impression that he has a little bit better of an intuition, like the Packers have, like Seattle has, a little bit of an intuition of who can be motivated and who cannot. General rule of thumb, you get a 6'4", 230-pound professional athlete who wants to beat the crap out of a Detroit Detroit Lions fan in the name of anti-bullying, that's not a leader.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
What about Cutler?
Dan Bernstein.
Methane storms on Uranus.
I just gotta wake up.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
About that methane storm on Uranus. I forgot all about that.
How did they know?
All the excitement of last night. 205 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Bores and Bernstein.
Let's go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Kevin Fishbane's on Twitter at KFishbane. He is the Bears beat writer for ChicagoFootball.com. And we are 1 hour out from all things being official, but that doesn't mean that things haven't been happening to this point. So, Kevin, hey, what's the latest?
We're waiting for 1 hour to pass so these things can finally start becoming official. I mean, what a joke this entire quote-unquote legal tampering thing is. By next year, we'll start getting these deals at the combine even, because that's when these guys actually start talking. But, you know, I think from what I'm seeing, from what I'm hearing, I mean, the Bears are definitely going out there and looking at a lot of safeties. They're looking at some linebackers. There was a report earlier about former Broncos tight end Virgil Green. So they're doing what you want them to do. They're looking all over the place because they have so many holes they need to fill, and Ryan Pace has the salary cap room to make some big moves.
Yeah, I know that could be my imagination, but it's been a feeding frenzy just in general with this free agent stuff. I know that some of these deals are already made, and I kind of love it, actually, too, like you do, Ken. I kind of really like that. But this has been crazy. I mean, guy's going to go here, then he's going to go there, and things are happening all over the NFL. And we know he's been looking. We know that.
Yeah, and Terry, the fun part for me is the more stuff that happens before it's legal, the more it makes Roger Goodell look silly for even having this rule to begin with.
Yes.
But that's the way that the football is now. I mean, these agents and these teams, they start talking at the combine, and now this weekend they started to get some of these deals done. And I'm sure at 3 o'clock, in addition to all these things becoming official, you know, we'll hear the Chicago Bears announce Pernell McPhee, and we'll go from there. You're still going to get a lot more announcements. And there were reports, I think Brad Biggs said it this morning, that some positions, like the safety market, for example, some of these guys are going to wait a little bit. They're going to maybe wait a few days, wait until the weekend, because an agent doesn't want to get his guy a deal and then find out a day later that somebody got a better deal. So I think at that position specifically, and some of these other positions where a guy got so much money, like a Devin McCourty, an Ndamukong Suh, you look at the top of the market, the secondary guys, all of them want to be the next best. So they might kind of want to wait and see and look around and see how much money they can get.
It seems, based on the names we hear connected to the Bears at this stage, that Ryan Pace is going sort of second tier with some of what's available here trying to fill out a roster. Does that tell us anything? Or is it also because so many Bears fans are getting way ahead of themselves as far as lacking the understanding of how big a rebuild this is actually going to be?
I mean, you have so many things that you got to fix. You know, why would you give Ndamukong Suh $60 million? Now, I was one of those people who said, you might as well talk to all these agents. It doesn't hurt to ask Devin McCourty's agent how much he's looking for. But you're not in a position, if you're the Chicago Bears, to give up that much of your salary cap for one player, especially on the defensive side of the ball, when you need help at literally every single position on defense. And I think one of the fun parts, and some Bears fans will disagree with me because they prefer the team is better, I think it's kind of fun that you're at a point now with this team, they can sign anyone, they can draft anyone number 7, you can say, oh, yeah, that makes sense because that's a position that they need help at, because they need help all over the board, and that's where you get into these secondary tiers. If you can sign, a Denoris Searcy at safety, a Terrence Knight in defensive tackle, guys who are second, third, fourth best at their position, that's going to do better than using your entire cap space on, you know, McCourty and Suh are a little different because I think those guys are difference makers, but still, you're when you're the Bears and you're not going for the Super Bowl in 2015, you don't deserve to be one of those teams to try to get one of those guys.
Let me say, bounce this off because we've been talking about it the last week or so, and maybe before that, but that it just seems all the reports we get on Ryan Pace, all the things we know about him, just seem to be great. There just seems to be nothing at this point. You know, his work, all about it. He's all about all this all the time, and he's done his homework on all this stuff. He just seems like so unbear-like in some of the stuff because he knows what he's doing. It's very early. We haven't seen all that much yet, but I've sort of built a little faith in him. You think I'm going to lose that faith in him, or is he okay? Is he exactly what we kind of think he is?
It's kind of weird to say it. It's weird to just hear the words that the Bears may have made the right decision at general manager. Yes. This guy makes a ton of sense. And I think the Brandon Marshall trade was a perfect example of somebody who had no fear to ship someone out of town and get something back for him. So many people don't understand how NFL trades work. It's not easy to get anything. I mean, look at the Texans. They cut Andre Johnson. The Chiefs are going to cut Dwayne Bowe. The Bears get a fifth-round pick for Brandon Marshall. I mean, that just shows you the type of general manager he is, a first-time guy, a young guy. And then I think we're going to, you know, hopefully start to like this guy more when you learn about how he scouts the draft and when he explains all his draft picks in late April and early May and why those players are fits for his team. This is someone who's worked his way up through the scouting department and was – and also, guys, he was at a winner. He was at a New Orleans franchise that did I almost said they did things the right way. That's obviously not true. But they're one of those teams when you talk about a team that has had success on the field and in mm-hmm. free agency in the draft, he comes from that kind of culture.
One thing I've learned about Pace in that regard is that when he talked at length upon his hiring about Drew Brees and about the relationship between the quarterback and the coach, the relationship between the quarterback and the team, it's really important to him. And it has been why the Bears have been working on a Cutler deal that has yet to materialize. I'm told there really is no market, which is why they're facing the possibility of having to put a happy face on a Cutler return at this point, even though Cutler knows exactly what's been going on.
Sure,
and there's nobody stupid in this whole thing. But he really means it, Kevin, when he talks about the quarterback being that significant, that important of a leader, an example setter, a tone setter. I never know what that stuff means in a locker room, but I know for sure that it's very important to both Ryan Pace and John Fox, for better or for worse with this team.
Yeah, and you've seen some of the stuff today. You know, Kyle Long, I know, talk, Matt Slauson talked this weekend. There's a lot of guys in the locker room that really like Jay Cutler and will kind of ignore some of the leadership talk. And you know, Matt Forte, because those are two guys who are quiet guys. They've kind of become good friends. But I'll never forget what Martellus Bennett said after one of the home losses last year, one of the six or seven of them. And he made some kind of comments about people in the locker room just weren't in it. They weren't showing the passion and the fire. And it didn't take too long to figure out who he – and this is someone in Marty who was very – openly talked about his affinity for Jay Cutler. So I don't think he doesn't like Jay Cutler, but he admitted that stuff is not there. And you make the good points about, look, we can say, you know, Jay Cutler's probably going to be here and all that. You don't go up at the combine if you're a general manager and head coach with a quarterback who's under contract for $15.5 million and not commit to him if you're not thinking about other options. It just, regardless of what their strategy is, you just don't do that in today's day. Even Jake Gruden went up there and said that RG3 is going to be Washington's starter for next year.
Yes, he did.
And the Bears couldn't say that about Jay Cutler, who's one of the highest paid guys in the league. So whatever your definition of it is, I'm sure they were, you know, keeping their ears open.
You know, it's so funny to talk about a quarterback that isn't a leader. That's just so, it's like, Kevin, I don't quite, I've even all this time we've seen him be bad and lead the league in turnovers last year when everything was supposed to be, oh boy, they're going to be great, they're going to be this. It is so odd when you watch some of these other good quarterbacks to have a guy that just isn't a leader. It's funny for anybody to say, my quarterback's not the leader. That is so weird.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, it's an NBA team when your point guard isn't a leader, and you could talk about that in this town too. But mm-hmm, I think that the thing about Jay, and I've only been on the beat for a couple of years, but the number one thing that comes to my mind when I in my, you know, instances of his press conferences or asking him questions, he's awkward. He's just kind of offbeat. He's just kind of strange. I've never been I haven't been in a situation where he's been mean, and I know a lot of reporters have, and I know some folks listening.